Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh my gosh, and we're here. Oh my gosh, I've taken over. So if you just let me on this side of the desk, for those that are familiar with the studio setup, I'm usually relegated to the other side. So here I am at Stage Direction, and my bubby is with me as well. But I'm not here alone because I'm talking to the formidable Joe Randerson with their show Speed is Emotional. Co-presentation, Silo Theatre and Barbarian Productions. Joe, so lovely to talk to you. How you going?
So awesome to talk to you. This is great. I'm glad you're in charge.
Look, and you're in good hands. There's a great person here steering the ship. your show, Speed is Emotional. Talk to me. This is an absolute coup to have a Joe Randerson work being presented up in Auckland, Tamaki. I know you've brought work up here in the past, but it feels like a real steal because obviously you're based in Pornicky, and often I feel like we kind of miss out on getting the Joe Randerson experience up here.
Yeah, well, look, that's nice of you to say. I mean, I was born up in Tamaki Makaurau, so I'm always happy to come back. I left when I was four, so it still feels like a mystical city to me, but also a familiar one.
Yes.
But I'm stoked to come back, and also I guess the thing is I haven't really done, like, a stage show where I've performed for quite a long time as well. So I think Wellington hasn't had that either. So I just feel really stoked and lucky to be coming. I'm literally talking to you from Taihape at the moment. We're halfway up the island. And, yeah, I'm really excited. It's been awesome working with Silo. It's going to be great doing this show up there. It's going to be a wild, fun ride. I think people are going to love it.
Joe, it is a bit of a coup to have you on the stage because obviously you've had many different roles in the theatre, obviously as writer, as director, as theatre maker, and as I'd say like almost like facilitator of making as well. And it feels like a really huge thing for yourself to be on the stage. Why choose to be in the work or on the stage as opposed to it being somebody else? Like, what's that about for you?
Yeah, well, I also, you know, feel some resonances with you, my friend, in that, because I think I first met you as an amazing performer and maker, and I've also witnessed you, you know, facilitate some pretty incredible big visions as well. So I think for me, like, part of it is just I want to keep exploring the form. Like, my primary identity always was as a performer, and I used to do all this stand-up. And then it's kind of, I mean, partly it's like needing to diversify to survive as an artist. Partly it's also, I think, when I became a mama and had two kids, I was like, I actually can't muster up the specific energy that is required to perform. Like, when I'm performing, I feel like I have to, like, pull my energy in all during the day so I can give enough concentrated energy within a, like, you know, 90-minute time span. Yes. And when I was a mama, I just was like, I can't, like, I'm on from, like, 4:30 a.m. till sort of, like, 11 p.m. and often during the night as well. I can't get that energy reserve.
Oh, 100%. It's actually mental to me. The amount of energy and, I mean, obviously craft and, like, brain cells required to be anywhere near a theatre, let alone holding focus for a paying audience when you are juggling sort of whānau and everything else. I mean, this work is highly personal, Joe, for you, and it feels like you're really opening up a conversation in which you are placing yourself inside this paradigm of and Evelyn wants to talk about that too. This paradigm, well, I mean, I guess it's a paradigm shift of recognizing your extraordinary kind of circumstance of your ADHD. I mean, do you call it a circumstance? Mm-hmm. Do you call it a context? Do you call it awakening? What is it when...
All of those things.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely. All of those things. You're totally right. All of those things and other things and more things. I guess also, I mean, I felt like I needed to make this show now, having gone through the very specific experience. My kids are now 17 and 14. And, I mean, as you well know and are in the thick of, like, so much happens over that time of being a parent, and so much of that kind of artist identity gets swallowed up or disappears in service of this other little creature who demands and needs you. So I just kind of was like, this volcano erupting, I'm like, I need this show, I need to express all of this.
Yes.
Like, so it's kind of both, like, yes, it's about ADHD, it's also about being an artist, it's also about being a parent, it's also about kind of like, well, how do we care for any of us around us who are different, and we're all sort of different from each other. Like, you know, one thing I found with this awesome awareness of this ADHD and the, you know, things that I probably had attributed to being an artist, I'm like, oh, actually, that's an ADHD trait. But is it also just an artist trait, or is it a Randerson trait? Because that's my genetics and my family of upbringing. You know, like, our identities are complex and for many things, and it's, I think often it can be reduced to just that one neurodiverse fact. But I'm like, for me, there's many strands woven through, and I think, you know, an awareness of people moving differently helps us to be more compassionate towards all of us and ourselves as well. Does that sort of make sense?
Oh, 100%. And I think, you know, where I feel like I land with the work is recognising how identity shifts, and profoundly, not just in those sort of formative years, in your adolescence or in that time in which you go to university or whatever. Like, we are constantly evolving. I mean, we contain multitudes. Mm. And I think it is sometimes, I mean, like, Joe, you're a national treasure. And I imagine the amount of that's projected on to you as an artist in some cases is to be fixed, to be that thing that you were, because you are that to people. But the idea that you can continue to evolve yourself and for us to see that on stage, I think is extremely special and something I desire for us to champion for other artists as artists, you know, which is, yes, I'm this, but I'm also this other thing, and I'm exploring it with you kind of in real time. Would you say the work in terms of its form is a departure for you, or is it like a homecoming for you with what the work and the way the work is presented?
I love it. I love all these words that you're using, and it helps me to also figure out what it is that I'm doing, because I don't know even how to describe it. But I'm learning what it is by feeling it back off the audience. Like, that's been always for me a prime way that I kind of understand the world. So I love doing that. Yes, it does feel, I mean, it feels new in that I guess it's extremely personal, and not that my work hasn't been personal in the past, but I think in my first solo, Banging Cymbal Clanging Gong, I was like, I really just felt like I was thrashing around up there. And I knew that it connected with people, but, like, now I'm, like, I'm 50 now, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, now things, you know, you look back at your life and things that were confusing to you, like, oh, that was just that, or that was that. There are still things that are confusing, and I don't have it sorted now. Like, I think in a way that lovely kōrero that you just had also is, like, it's about age as well and growing, and not that thing that, like, when you become an adult, you've sorted and you've got it settled and that's the thing that it is. It's like we keep evolving all the time. And, you know, I used to think maybe when I was younger, I was like, oh, those guys, they have no idea what it's like to be thrashing around as a teenager or as a young 20s. But now I'm like, I'm thrashing around as a 50-year-old, and I will be when I'm 60. And I think, yeah, I love what you're saying about just that, like, constant learning, constantly being open, you know, your own mystery revealing itself to yourself. And also the world is changing so much, so we're all changing in response to it. So,
gosh, here is to constantly thrashing around in our lives. Long may it continue. So, Joe, Speed is Emotional. It's on at Q Theatre. It's presented by Silo Theatre. You open really soon. Gosh, when you open? You're opening
We preview Wednesday, and there's still some seats left for that. I think we sold out Thursday opening. And then Saturday the 19th, we're going to have a beautiful kōrero after that show. There's a matinee that day and an evening show, so that'll be a great one to come along. But, yeah, only a few days away now. I'm excited.
So we've got Speed is Emotional, presented by Silo Theatre. We're talking with Joe Randerson. Oh, my gosh, Joe. Look, I am just so pleased that this work is happening and that Tamaki is blessed to have to be able to host, you know, the first this first outing for the work. Breaking legs for all you and your illustrious team around you to make the show happening on Wednesday. You can get your tickets at silotheatre.co.nz or head along to qtheatre.co.nz. Thank you so much, Joe, and all the best for opening night.
Thanks, Evelyn. Awesome. Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.